It's a football.
If you don't know football, you shouldn't be with a microphone in your hand.
Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense, the Sensible Football Podcast. This is Tariq joining you along with Vishal.
Hey guys.
And we have an action-packed episode this week to break down a match that was not exactly very action-packed. We are talking, of course, of the marquee game in the Premier League last week. That would be Liverpool 0, Manchester City 0. Not the kind of scoreline we have gotten used to at Anfield when Manchester City come visiting, whether in the league or otherwise. But we will talk about this game that turned out this way. We'll also look at the contenders because we have a three-way tie at the top in the English Premier League with Chelsea, Manchester City and Liverpool, all on 20 points, barely separated by goal difference. And creeping up on them have been Arsenal, six wins. And despite their two losses early on, they are just 2 points off the top. And of course, we also had a Manchester United win, which was, well, two dysfunctional teams putting the fun in the dysfunctional for the neutrals.
Absolutely, that exactly that.
Newcastle took a lead.
People will forget our problems if we give them exciting games.
Newcastle took the early lead 2-0 at Old Trafford. At that. But United made an astonishing recovery in the second half, equalized, and then won the game in the last minute thanks to Alexis Sanchez.
Right.
The kind of scripts you were used to at Old Trafford, Vishal.
Yeah, the question is, what were you all doing throughout the season? Why if you could play like this and the way you played against Newcastle in the last 20 minutes, you're already 10 games late, I mean 8 games late into the season, like what are you all doing?
Okay, so let's get into the meat of the podcast, and that of course is the game between Manchester City and Liverpool. Vishal, it's becoming a bit of a problem for Liverpool because this is a fourth game winless. In those games, Liverpool have scored just 2 goals, and those 2 goals have been wonder strikes from one Daniel Sturridge, and that is it in terms of offensive output.
Absolutely, and if you are an opponent, if you are a fan, you need to be worried because I think Soccer Sense has been harping upon this support for 2 seasons now that Liverpool's midfield really, really need to figure their lives out. Because at this point in time, firstly, and let's just call it out, we never thought a Man City Liverpool game would be known for the quality of defence from both the teams. Where I think both the teams were almost world class on the day in terms of the way they defended, the way they read each other's games, and they pretty much negated each other out of the game. So this was unexpected. So,
and including the two Brazilian goalkeepers.
Absolutely. And I think it was a fantastic defensive performance from both the teams. And moving on from there straight into the game in itself, I think Man City will honestly look at this as 2 points dropped instead of 1 point gain. Because Liverpool really did bring their A game to this game and actually did not have to be shot on goal even. And City had the better chances, City had a penalty missed, so City are definitely going to be looking at this as 2 points dropped. However, breaking down Liverpool, like we said, their midfield really needs to figure out what value they add to this team because they seem to have a good defensive setup. They definitely have a great offensive front three, but what the midfield need to realize is that other opponents have now no other kind of football that Liverpool are going to play and now come prepared for that style of football. And if you see what Pep Guardiola did, Pep Guardiola for the first ever time came in to sit back for the first 15 minutes and absorb the pressure and then try and release and play on the counter. Yeah, yes, Pep Guardiola definitely tried to hit Liverpool on the counter instead of, you know, trying to play position football.
Which is kind of goes against what Guardiola usually does, but clearly he took a note or a leaf out of Sarri's book from last week.
Absolutely, and Klopp needs to really look at plan B. We mentioned that, saying if my front three are not playing, who's going to step up? Because right now, as good as Milner is, he's lost the attacking force. Kedar is still off pace in the Premier League and the style of football and does not seem to be the person to, you know, add that spark in midfield. Because I think Liverpool midfield really missed the point of the front three because the whole point of having the front three play the way they do, they create a lot of open space for you on the ground. And if one of them are are open to the fact that they can make in the late runs, they can make the late surge forward. Then, as in, if you were a Frank Lampard or Steven Gerrard, this was a front line made in heaven for you, because you would bag in 15 to 20 goals simply by the amount of space that they created for you. And so Liverpool's midfield, like you said, the last four games have been completely impotent, and it has shown. Like the Napoli game, where they were completely outplayed by Napoli. Though it was in Italy, there was a gap in class between both teams, which is not true. And Chelsea won the games, and now Man City as well. So all the opponents are watching, and then all the opponents are coming prepared for Liverpool style of football now. So Liverpool need to step up in, from their point of view, and really see how they can tighten their belt, disclose the midfield. And from City's point of view, surprisingly, so there was a lot of wastage where I think Mahrez on the night was way off.
Put an exclamation mark to it by wasting the penalty too.
And they actually picked Mahrez over Gabriel Jesus to take the penalty, and came back to haunt them. And there was a lot of wastage from City in general. They were unsurprisingly wasteful in possession. They were always making an extra pass. They were also making that random pass or random movement, which is not really something that you expect out of City. So it's very surprising the way they played, but in the long scheme of things, this might be a game that really comes back to haunt Liverpool, especially because next they will be going to City towards the end of the season, and it could count a lot more, and going away and to try and win against City is going to be a task. So like you said, the top three are back. It seems to be a great table, and we might have one of the most cracking finishes in a long, long time, where it's not going to be a one-horse race. And let's see how this goes.
Yeah, especially if they maintain the momentum. And speaking of momentum, Vishal, we should spend a little bit of time on a team that has been creeping up the table and now occupies rightfully its position by birth. That is the fourth position of the table. After an impressive 4-goal win against Watford, who seemed to have their wheels coming off a little. But regardless of that, how good have Arsenal been in the last six games?
To go away at Fulham and win 5-1 is something that you cannot expect from an Arsenal from the last 2-3 years. And the one thing that you see from Arsenal is, one, the effort that are coming from the players. The players seem to be really enjoying themselves on the football ground. They seem to have leveled their game up, and there seems to be hunger in that team again. Yes, I still think there are a lot of goals to be fixed. Their defense is still a couple of mistakes waiting to happen. But at the same time, if you're looking at their Arsenal lineup and the way they play right now, it seems like the Arsenal of old, and they seem to be picking up a team that will. And if you look at all the goals which they score, they always score 2-3 in the gap of 2-3 minutes. And if you're an opponent, if you're either in the top four or the bottom half, at this point you're afraid of Arsenal, because they are expressing themselves again. They're scoring goals for fun. They have two world class strikers and midfielders who Liverpool would actually not mind taking into their club. For example, the likes of Ramsey. So there seems to be a lot going right. I think Unai Emery is doing a lot of great stuff with the players. The coaching is great. Like you can see from the likes of Bellerin playing so much better. The likes of Montreal again playing better. So there is a plan for everybody in the squad. There seems to be a role for everybody in the squad, and it doesn't seem to be an ambitionless or a pointless after team. And I think they're suddenly making sure everybody stands up and takes notice. They might not push too much this season, but this is them announcing themselves that they're back. I think in the next season and onwards, they're going to be far more serious contenders. But this is a great, great start for us.
Okay, and of course, once the international break is over, during which time the podcast will also be taking a break, we welcome the Premier League back with, well, the small matter of Chelsea versus Manchester United.
McGable versus top of the table.
So we'll be keeping a track of all of that and the rest of the action. And of course, we'll be keeping a very close eye on this jam-packed top half of the table. From the first to fourth, it's once again so very close that the coming months, and especially the festive period, could have a huge, huge say in how this particular season lines up.
Absolutely.
All right, that's all the time we have for this week. You can find us on Twitter at SunSoccer. You can find us on Audioboom and subscribe to our channel. That's audioboom.com/channel/soccerisense. Or you can find us and subscribe to us on any of the other podcasting platforms that you use. Could be Pocket Casts, iTunes, or Google Podcasts. That's all we have time for this week. This is Tariq signing off along with Vishal.
Keep playing for Rafa, people. Keep playing for Rafa.
We did pay for him last time, but unfortunately it spectacularly rebounded. But let's hope Newcastle do find a second wind later on. That's all. See you guys next week.
See you guys.